ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Roman.
We thank you, and we welcome you to Catskills on Broadway. This is a loving tribute to the resort area that's held so dear in the hearts of so many hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people. The Catskill Mountains, where so many of America's most beloved entertainers got their starts, nurtured their careers, and went on to become stars in every medium that our business offers. And it's the Catskill Mountains where I venture to say that three quarters of all the doctors, lawyers, and accountants in New York earned their college tuition working as waiters and busboys and bellhops in the Catskills of New York. I very proudly started my career up in the mountains over 30 years ago. And you notice I said, the mountains. All over the world, people go to mountains. They say we're going skiing in the Alps, camping in the Rockies, or hiking in the Poconos. In New York, you just say, I'm going to the mountains. And everybody knows what mountains you're going to. I love driving up to the Catskills, but not in the summertime. Because in the summertime, there's an anti-Semite who works for the highway department. He lives in Goshen, New York. And every year on June 30th, he pulls out 300 orange rubber cones. They squeeze the Jews into one lane. They do nothing to the highway. Labor Day, they take the cones away. And now it's easy to get to the Catskills. You have the New York State Thruway. You have the Quickway. 40, 50 years ago, it was a whole different story. You had a two-lane highway called Route 17, or as it became more affectionately known, the Derma Road. You got to the Red Apple Rest. You were thrilled. You were halfway there. You came to a town called Wurtsboro, New York, and the most famous sign in the mountains was in Wurtsboro, eat here, get gas. And they meant it. And I started up there over 30 years ago, and my career has taken me just about everywhere there is in show business. And that means for over 30 years, 40 weeks of every year, I've been on the road, living in hotel rooms 40 weeks a year. I am so sick of small soap. One, you don't know where the hell it is. Do you ever stay in the hotel where the chambermaid comes in, puts a white strip of paper over your toilet seat? This toilet has been sanitized. Most people rip it off. They throw it away. I take it off neatly, and when I'm through, I put it back. By the fourth day, the chambermaid starts leaving me prunes.